Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
So, a student union election. Normally, you'd think, big deal, right? Just a campus thing. But what if it was way more than that? What if it was the very first democratic test for an entire nation after a massive political shakeup? Okay, let's get right into it, because the recent DACA University Central Students Union, or DUCSU, election, well, it's not just about student politics. It might just be a preview of Bangladesh's future. To really get a grip on what's at stake here, we're going to look at this through a specific lens, cephalology. It's basically the science of analyzing elections. And here's a cool little fact. The name comes from the Greek word psephos, which means pebble, because it's literally what ancient Greeks used to vote. Today, we're not counting pebbles, but we are going to analyze this vote to see what it tells us about where a whole country might be headed.
And believe me, that is not an exaggeration. Analysts are watching this thing with incredible focus. So why all the intensity? Well, it's because this is the very first election of any kind in Bangladesh since the fall of the Sheikh Hasina government. It's the first real peek at the public mood, and it's setting the stage for the national elections that are coming up next year.
Okay, so with that huge national backdrop, let's zoom in on the campus itself. This was a massive event, with two major student political groups going head-to-head in a contest that everyone was waiting for. So you've got two main players here. On one side, a panel backed by Islami Chhatra Shibir, and on the other, a panel supported by Jatiyatabadi Chhatra Dal, which is the student wing of the BNP. Now, these two groups represent major rival political forces in the country, so their battle on campus was really seen as a proxy war for the much bigger fight to come. And the stakes here, they were incredibly high. We're talking about almost 40,000 students registered to vote. Plus, this was the first DUCSU election in six long years. The last one, back in 2019, was messy and super controversial. So yeah, the pressure for this vote to deliver some kind of clear result was absolutely immense.
You know, on one hand, you had this amazing festive atmosphere. Students were excited to finally have their say. But on the other hand, the day itself, wow, it was anything but smooth. It was just dominated by this storm of controversy, with allegations of fraud flying back and forth from all sides.
Let's start with the Chhatra Dal camp. Their accusations were really serious. Their vice president candidate, Abdul Islam Khan, said he personally found evidence of rigging. He claimed ballots were being marked ahead of time for his opponents and that his polling agents were being hassled and even blocked from getting into the voting centers.
But it wasn't a one-sided fight. The Shabir-backed panel, they fired right back with some pretty explosive claims of their own. Their general secretary candidate, SM Farhad, accused Chhatra Dal of being the ones doing the rigging. He said they were caught stamping ballots and then staged a drama at another booth just to create a diversion.
And look, this wasn't just, you know, a few small complaints here and there. The whole day was just filled with this stuff. We're talking claims of pre-marked ballots, the university administration being accused of taking sides, and even rival groups confronting each other. It got so tense that one candidate just boycotted the whole thing, calling it a fraud. It just paints this picture of total distrust.
So, after a full day of all this chaos and confusion, you'd think the results might be messy, right? Maybe too close to call? Well, nope. When the votes were finally counted, the outcome brought this stunning clarity. It wasn't just clear, it wasn't even a contest.
For the top job, the vice president, Abu Shadiq KM from the Islami Chhatra Shibir-backed panel, walked away with 14,042 votes. His closest rival, Abdu Islam Khan from the Chhatra Dal-backed panel, got just 5,708. I mean, just look at that. That's not just a win, that is a huge margin.
Let me put that into perspective for you. The winner got nearly 2.5 times more votes than the person in second place. This wasn't a victory, it was an absolute landslide. It just goes to show that even with all the allegations flying around, the final mandate from the students was overwhelming.
And this dominance, it wasn't just for the top job, it went way deeper. Out of the 12 secretary posts up for grabs, the Islami Chhatra Shibir-backed panel took 9 of them. The other 3 went to independents. This was a complete top-to-bottom win for the entire panel.
Okay, so let's pull the camera back out. Why does all this matter so much? Why does a landslide in a student election, even a chaotic one, echo across an entire nation? Well, the answer is all in the history.
You really can't get the importance of this without looking at the history. DUCU has never been just a student union. It was at the very heart of the Bengali language movement in the 50s. It was a DUCU leader who gave Sheikh Mujibur Rahman the title Bangabandhu. It was DU students who raised the first flag of an independent Bangladesh. And even this year, a former DUCU VP was a key player in the mass uprising. This place has always been a political engine for the whole country.
And that right there brings us to today. And I really can't overstate this. This was the very first chance for anyone in Bangladesh to vote on anything after the country's political landscape was totally reset. These students at the country's most important university were the first to have their say. Which, of course, leads to the million-dollar question that every single political analyst in Bangladesh is asking right now. Does this massive student mandate for one side signal a similar result when the entire country goes to vote? Is this the first tremor of a major political earthquake?
So when you boil it all down, what's the big takeaway here? It's pretty simple. No matter how messy the voting day was, the result itself was crystal clear. The students at Dhaka University gave a decisive mandate. And because DUCSU has always been this political bellwether, that mandate is now sending some powerful signals about the political shifts that could be coming down the line.
And that really leaves us with this one final massive question to think about. For 100 years, what happens at Dhaka University has so often been a preview of what's about to happen to the nation. So if this election is once again the political bellwether it's always been, what future is it predicting for Bangladesh?